Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. Hey, 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 what's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. If you haven't already, please go check out our previous episode, episode 19. We talk about phobias. You kind of get a glimpse into my main phobia and just kind of, you know, the difference between like phobias and fears and little things like that. But yeah, check it out if you haven't already. You know, with that being said, man, we're going to deep dive into our episode today. Today's topic of discussion is going to be men's mental health. I feel it's a topic that is a sensitive topic, but it's a topic that's not talked about enough. You know, men's mental health is something that we don't really take seriously. We don't discuss it on a regular basis. So I want to take this opportunity just to kind of shed some light on it, you know, give you some ideas of what to look for in men's mental health and some ways that you can show support, some ways that you can help your loved one climb out of that hole. If you're a regular listener, you know that's a reference to a previous episode. But anyways, man, we're going to get into men's mental health facts. A few little things about men is that like depression and suicide are the leading causes of death among men, which is, man, that's crazy. 6 million men in the U.S. Suffer from depression a year, and hearing that makes you see or makes you realize how damaging that is, that depression and suicide are the leading cause of death among men, and then you hear that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression a year. That's wild. Anyways, men die from suicide 4 times more than women. And I know a lot of y'all think, like, you've seen on Instagram and social media and stuff, and they make a joke about, you know, this is why men die more than women, and it's some man doing some crazy stuff on a dirt bike or something like that, or messing with an alligator. But it's wild to see that, you know, depression and suicide are the reasons that men die more than women. Roughly 62,000 of men die from alcohol-related causes compared to 26,000 in women. That in itself, man, that depression is one of the leading causes of alcoholism amongst men. And then just seeing how many men actually die from alcohol-related causes is just, these facts to me are just mind-blowing to actually see. And then the last one I have for y'all are men are 2 to 3 times more likely to use drugs than women. A lot of times this is because some of the things they're dealing with or we're dealing with mentally is kind of pushed down, and then they start, you know, slowly creeping up. And the only way to a lot of men feel to get away from that or to get around that is to actually turn to drugs. You know, that may be what they call quieting the voices or whatever. So that's kind of why men die more than women or use drugs more than women. But man, hearing these facts makes you wonder why it is that men's mental health isn't taken seriously, why it's overlooked so often or not discussed enough. And to me, going through my research and, of course, being a man myself, one of the biggest reasons and probably the main reason is we see it as a sign of weakness. You know, as a man, many of the things that I was taught or we're taught growing up is to be strong, self-sufficient, you know, show little to no emotion. I can think of times, you know, I was younger fighting with my cousins, and a lot of my cousins are older and were bigger than me. They ain't no more, you know what I'm saying? But they were bigger than me growing up, and sometimes they make me cry. And, you know, one of the first things that I was taught, not just by them, but my uncles and those around, you know, stop crying. You know, you better not let them see you cry, especially playing sports, man. If, you know, sometimes emotions take hold of, and you know, some tears do flow. And you know, coaches too, man. Don't let them see you cry. Don't let them see no weakness. And I think that's why men don't talk about mental health, is because, you know, if your mind isn't working to us, then your body's not working. And you know, once we admit or say, you know, I need help mentally, then again, that's a sign of weakness. That's a sign that I can't, you know, I may not can provide for my family, or I may not be able to do the things that I used to do. And to me and to us as men, you know, that makes us feel weak. So that's the biggest reason why it's not discussed or not talked about enough, because men, you know, instead of showing weakness, we're just gonna push that down to the side, keep pushing forward, keep going, you know. And then the other, or another reason, this could also be up there with the main reason. These reasons I give aren't in any particular order or anything like that. It's just these both could be main reasons for sure. But another reason is lack of awareness. You know, some men might not recognize that they need help because they don't know the symptoms. You know, or they think that theirs aren't as bad. You know, if they're not, you know, in a loony bin, or sorry for not using the correct terms for that, but not in the mental hospital or anything like that, they think, you know, mine ain't that bad then. Or, you know, some men don't even believe that there's a solution. Some men kind of think that it's normal. We've grown accustomed to pushing it down and pushing it to the side, that it's normal. So, you know, mental health in men can look a lot different than it does in women. And I think because we're not aware of the symptoms, or we haven't learned about the symptoms or anything like that, that we again consider it a norm and just push it to the side and try to just keep pushing through it. So, like, with these symptoms being different in men than they are in women, you know, it may be harder to realize the symptoms, or harder to realize that we actually have a problem because we experience things differently. And now, another reason is the need for reciprocity. You know, for some of you that don't know what that means, it's more along the lines like, if we don't see it helping somebody else, then we don't see it being beneficial. And with that, you know, men aren't too selfish. I know some of y'all ladies out there are like, oh, no, all the men I know, selfish, you know, whatever. But from this standpoint, you know, men aren't really just too selfish, because if we don't see it helping someone else, then we're likely not to do it. You know, like from a mental health standpoint, until it gets to a point, I think a lot of times, to where it's affecting our loved ones, then we don't see it as us having a problem. Alcoholism, for example, if we don't see us drinking, or maybe even using drugs, if we don't see it hurting somebody else, and then us stopping, or us making better choices, benefiting our loved ones, then we're not going to do it. So, like, that's why I say that men aren't too selfish, because a lot of the things that we do, that we take into account, that we should do or will do, is this going to benefit my wife? Is this going to benefit my children? You know, if not, me talking about my mental health, if it's not going to help them in some capacity, then I'm not even going to talk about it. Like, it's not that big of a deal then. If it's not going to help them in some type of way, But I think that too goes back to lack of awareness. Like if you're not aware of the symptoms and aware of the effects that it has on your spouses, on your loved ones, then you're not going to talk about it. And that's something that we need to try to break. You know, this is often why we view mental health as not important. But of course, it's something I can't stress enough that, you know, this is very important. Men's mental health is beyond important. And going back to the facts that I mentioned earlier, how many men die from depression or suicide, how many men have depression, that is why it's important, because these untreated conditions or unaddressed issues can increase your risk of suicide, can increase your financial instability, can increase homelessness and incarceration. And I think a lot of these things are, of course, go hand in hand and all kind of run together because, you know, as you start drinking more, you know, you start to slack off in different areas or you start to care less. And, you know, it can be more or less a snowball effect that can lead to homelessness or you, you know, going to jail for a DUI or a bar fight or whatever. But these mental health issues that go unaddressed or go untreated are very important to realize and very important to address because they can lead to further things that kind of lead to our downfall. You know, men, our mental health also doesn't just affect our emotions. It affects us physically as well. You know, it raises the risk for heart disease, lung disease, diabetes. All these can result in a shortened lifespan. And back to what I said earlier, as far as, you know, we joke about this is why men don't live as long as women, but in actuality, our mental health is one of the main reasons that we don't live as long as women, because we don't talk about it. You know, we don't talk about our emotions. We don't talk about what's going on with us mentally. You know, whether it be one of my previous episodes, I talked about how many thoughts you have in a day. I believe it was like 10,000. And 90% of those are negative thoughts. So if you're losing to those negative thoughts, it's going to continue to lead to depression, lead to suicide, lead to you drinking more if it's unaddressed, you know. So I'm here to pretty much tell you and tell other men and tell myself, too, that it's okay to talk about those mental health issues. It's okay to talk about those symptoms, so that we can get past it, so that we can work on things to improve the mental capacity that we have. You know, as I said before, the signs for mental health symptoms in men are a lot different than they are in women. And I know a lot of y'all out there are just kind of like, you know, mental health is mental health, no matter who it is. No, these signs that men are struggling a lot of times are a lot different than the signs that women are struggling. And it's important to know these signs, not just for us men, but for our loved ones as well. So that if you see things like changes in their energy levels or mood, you know, if you got a husband that's typically on the go, he likes doing stuff, and then all of a sudden he's angry, irritable, lazy, you know, that could be a sign that he's going through something mentally. His work performance. You know, if you have a husband that's always on time to work, or you have a friend, whatever the case may be, that's typically on their P's and Q's at work, and then they start getting written up, and next thing you know, they're fired or whatever. It could be a sign that they're going through some stuff mentally. If their weight's going up and down, they're not eating anymore. Feeling sad, hopeless, not enjoying some of the things that they used to do. You know, if you had someone that's always loved me, for example, I always love hooping. If all of a sudden, I just don't love it anymore, it could be a sign that I'm going through something mentally. I could be having some mental health issues. So it's important to pay attention to those signs. You know, if they're sleeping too much, too little, drinking, don't typically drink. Now they're drinking all the time and smoking and whatever the case may be. Or if they have physical symptoms like headaches and stomach issues, whatever, it can be hard for men to open up. It can be hard for us to talk about some of the things that we're going through. But if you start to see these signs, just because the man is silent doesn't mean they're going through something. You know, sometimes silence is the loudest cry for help. So just kind of pay attention. There's ways you see these symptoms. You see they're going through stuff. Instead of calling them lazy, all of a sudden you lazy all the time. You know, you ain't doing this. You don't go to work no more. Instead of nagging, come to them with love, especially if it's your friend, your spouse, whatever the case may be. Come to them with love. Come to them from a place that is supportive. You know, that's another reason that men don't talk about it, because they may not feel that they have the support from somebody. Excuse me. They may not feel that they have the support from those that are around them. excuse me. I ain't got COVID or nothing. Don't y'all worry. But anyways, it can be hard to open up about those mental health issues, and addressing it, long story short, can lead to a better quality life. And there's ways that you can show support. Like I said, being encouraging them to discuss it, encouraging them to talk about it, learning about it, not just for us men increasing our knowledge on it. The women that are out there listening too, increase your knowledge on men's mental health issues and women's mental health issues as well. And then get support. I've talked about in a previous episode, it's important to know your surroundings, know who's around you. If you don't have the right circle, then you may not get the right support that you need when you're going through those difficult times. But and then last but not least, man, seek treatment. I'm not telling you to go see a psychiatrist. For me, my treatment has been turning to God and just increasing my faith, praying, staying in the Word. That has helped me increase my mental health. But I'm not saying that you don't need to see doctors either. A doctor can help you. But if you can get it addressed quickly, and if you have, encouraging people around you, open discussion with people, good support group, you can avoid going to a psychiatrist, and you can avoid getting on medication. And not saying that everybody doesn't need medication. Some people may need it, but doing these things and becoming aware of it yourself, and be willing to talk about it. That's the whole reason I wanted to do this episode, is just to encourage all men out there to open up about your mental health, especially with your loved ones, your kids, your friends, whoever it is. Open up, get it out there, talk about it. It's important. It can help us grow as men, man. It doesn't make you weak. If anything, it makes you stronger, because, like I said, that's something that's hard to talk about. It's hard to admit you have something going on. It's hard to admit that you may have a problem. I know one thing amongst men, it's hard to admit that we're wrong, but admitting that, we have something going on mentally is even harder than that. So I just want to encourage you to talk about your mental health. Ladies, talk to your husbands about it, your friends, whatever the case may be. Talk about it, get it out there, and show some support and encouragement, and we all can grow from this. But with that being said, I'll leave you guys how I always leave. If you guys found this helpful, if you think it may help somebody else, please like, share, and subscribe. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. I'm open to any feedback, any questions, all that, man. I need it. It helps me get better. It helps me get to y'all. Oh, before I leave, I want to give all my listeners a shout out. We are at an average of 27 listeners per episode. And that's over 19 episodes. So I thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for sharing. Keep passing it on. Keep spreading the word. We'll get those listens up. To me, may not sound like a lot to y'all, but man, but 26 people listening per episode is bomb. Because I know if 26 people are around listening to me talk right now, I'd be nervous and not really wanting to talk. But yeah, man, I thank y'all again. And again, questions, feedback, msgpod229@yahoo.com. We got a good, strong episode coming up with a good friend of mine. It's going to be Volume 3 of Conversations with the Peers. So be on the lookout for that. And yeah, man, I'll check you guys next episode.